Tensions ran high after the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Orlando, Florida, by 28-year-old George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer. Students at Alabama State University channeled their feelings by participating in a peace rally to honor the memory of the teen.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
To change the Stand Your Ground law that Alabama has. We have to tweak that a little bit just so that it doesn't give someone the right to take the law in their own hands. Protecting thyself is one thing, but actually taking that law and using it to harm someone just because you feel that they did something wrong, we have to change that.
This is not dealing with race. It could have been anyone's son. This is about justice and of peace. We're trying to show support for the family who's right now who's mourning over the loss of their child. So we want to come together from ASU and say that, hey, my ASU has come together for a common purpose, a peace rally.
If you have to shoot somebody, from what I understand, the law is that you have to feel that your life is in danger. A simple fist-to-fist fight would not suggest that your life is in danger unless he has a weapon on him or he's about to bludgeon you with an object, which from what I know, Trayvon had nothing on him other than a bag of Skittles and a can. Now, be as it may, the can could have been used as self-defense, but then again, you would have to spend a lot of time and energy to kill somebody with a simple can of sweet tea.
You know, if you talk about your protest movements of the 1950s, 60s, and the 70s, where it was anti-war, have always come about as a result of what students are doing and the role that students played at historically black institutions. They played a role in those movements. So this is good. It's ASU's becoming a part of a much larger, as it should, social movement. And it's a great thing to see.
In 1955, 50,000 black people in Montgomery, Alabama, stood together against oppression, against injustice, against racism, and they won because they stood together. And the students at Alabama State College at that time were a very important part of that 50,000 people. So as we stood together 50 years ago, let us continue to stand together today.
I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.